The three exchanged glances, and the overly large ears drooped.
"Okay,"
muttered Sly. He removed the coat and stood before them with his blue-furred torso exposed.
"See? Nothing wrong with..."
"Turn around, please," said Jack. Muttering in squibball, Sly turned around. His fur, thick, silky, and shiny with good health, sported small spots of lighter blue all along his back. Alana said in a delighted tone of voice,
"You're like a Nexu. One color when you're a baby, another when you're grown up."
"We're not fuzzlings, fuzzling,"
Grease said.
"We just got younger."
"You don't just get younger."
Jag wondered if he heard a trace of resentment in Han's voice.
"Gatels," said Leia. "Oh no, you didn't."
She looked at Han, her eyes wide.
"The Drox," Han said. "Did that Sleemo manage to smuggle Drox out?"
Jag felt a punch of cold apprehension in his gut. Of course he knew about the Death Seed Plague, carried by the insects of Namchirios, known as the Drox. He imagined that nearly everyone in the galaxy knew about the horrific creatures. They drained the life energy of their victims, causing necrosis and finally death. Ever since this discovery, there had been a strictly enforced policy that under no circumstances were Drox permitted to leave Namchirios. Several years ago, Gatels had been working with a company on Anti-Meridius to take over the Meridian sector. Part of the plan involved releasing the Drox on anyone who wasn't on his side. He'd been sitting quietly for many years, rebuked, fined, and penalized, but still keeping his seat. But Jack didn't understand how Leia had made the jump from the Death Seed Plague to Eternal Youth.
"From my understanding," said Jag, "the Drox siphoned life energy. They didn't give it back."
"They did if you ate them," Han said.
The squibs were doing their best to put on sabacc faces throughout this conversation, but apparently they weren't fooling the Jedi Knight present. Leia glowered at the rodents, who unconsciously pressed in closer to one another. Han closed the distance between himself and Grease in two strides, grabbed the squib by his coat lapels, and lifted him up.
"Does Gatels have Drox?"
"Dad, put him down, please."
The voice was young and earnest. Han paused, glanced down at his adopted daughter, then put Grease down. He didn't let go of the collar, though, and he repeated his question in a deceptively calm and measured voice.
"Does Gatels have Drox?"
"Well, not in the way that you're thinking,"
said Amala, casting a quick glance at Alana.
"He isn't breeding them."
"So he's got dead ones?"
Alana asked. Sly sighed and scratched one of his overly large ears, which presumably he would grow into, as Angie was starting to do with her enormous paws.
"Sort of."
"Genetic material?" Jag pressed.
Grease eyed him.
"I'm not saying anything more until I get paid for the information. You want it, it's worth something to you, so we make a deal."
"Not on your..."
Jag held up a hand, and Han fell silent.
"I believe you are working for the Imperial Remnant, which means me. Is that correct?"